Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. And before we get started, we have a programming alert. The next two weekends, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence will be on the air Saturday, immediately following the Oregon Duck football game, probably around like 2 o'clock or something in the afternoon. So let's get the show started today. We're going to discuss different options to find the best home for you. That sounds like an exciting subject today.
It will be, yeah. So today's show, the way I think about it is if I'm just sitting and drinking some coffee with a first-time home buyer, someone who's wanting to purchase a residence for the first time, whether it's to live in themselves or even as an investment, and they're just not sure what's out there. They're not sure what the options are, because this is a conversation that I've actually had a lot of times with first-time buyers is, and I'm sure you have too, Spencer, is what different types of real estate there are that you can purchase. And I think that a lot of, from what I've seen, a lot of buyers just don't really realize that there are other options besides just a single family residence. We're not going to go too in depth on any of them. We're just going to kind of touch the surface and explain what some of these options are. And maybe by the end, you'll have a better idea of what some of the pros and cons are of each and what is a better fit for you and your circumstance.
And this will let you know how important the home buying and home shopping process really is. Just like sitting down with your lender and going over what loan option is best for you, your needs, what type of funds you're using, credit scores, all of those things. And so after you sit down with your lender, the next step for you to do as a home shopper is probably sit down with your realtor, also known as us, the yes. Vetrus Crawford Realty Group, and we just discuss some options and see, based off your budget, based off what your lender has told you, what's going to fit the ball for you, and let's how are we going to get you under contract and make your real estate ownership goals a reality in this market too. That's really important, because every market's different, but in this market, it's challenging enough being a buyer. And we, our goal is to make it as realistic as possible.
Mm-hmm. So what, real quick, what we're going to kind of go through today is single family homes, multifamily units, condos, townhouses, manufactured homes, and that's pretty much what we're going to cover. So
the big four.
Yes. Or is that five? I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, that's what we're going to cover.
You're not talking about a tent on the side of the street or anything.
Hey, you know, hey, they are getting cleaned up, by the way, here in Salem.
I've noticed that under
Market
well.
Street exit, yeah. On the corner off yeah. Portland mm-hmm. Road, and to get here to the station, mm-hmm. Parkway Drive.
It all got cleaned up. It looks good.
It looks much better.
Thank you for all the cleanup that people have been doing.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
And also, before we jump in, at the very end, we will be talking briefly about some changes that we're seeing in the real estate market. So you're definitely going to want to listen until the end today. You're not going to want to miss anything. All right. So firstly, we have a multi-family unit. So this is basically a single building that is set up to accommodate more than one family living separately. So this can range from a duplex, which means two units, all the way up to a small apartment building with four units. So that'd be a fourplex. Mm-hmm. I think this is a really great option if you're somebody who, maybe you're doesn't have to be a first-time home buyer, but
it doesn't.
I speak to feel like we say first-time home buyers a lot, but any mm-hmm. home buyer, but maybe you're a first-time home buyer who is wanting to own investment properties in the future, this would be a great option to purchase a duplex and you live in one side and then rent the other side out, and it could cover most of or potentially even all of your mortgage. And that's a great way to start paying down that mortgage and be able to save for the next investment.
Which now that we're on the subject of multifamily units, mm-hmm. I'm going to go over the two scenarios that I'm currently dealing with. Okay. One's a first-time home buyer, which is awesome, amazing, and he's going to be on an FHA loan. The other one's a conventional buyer, and we're going to go over, I'm going to talk about their reasoning of purchasing just real quick and briefly. The conventional buyer, this isn't their first home. They've had multiple homes throughout their lifetime. They're not investors, but they just want to be closer to family. So the daughter and mother are going to each be living in the unit, one on one side and the other on another. So the mother will be on one side, the daughter will be on the other. And it's just to be safe and closer to family. And it's health reasons and just personal reasons to be next to family. And that could be you. There's a lot of people out there that maybe it's like having a mother-in-law suite. One side is a two-bed, one-bath. The other side's a three-bed, two-bath. Completely different square footages just by the way this duplex is built. And this one's actually out in Dallas, Oregon. And we got them under contract with that on a conventional loan. And it was currently tenant occupied. And we had to go through the landlord-tenant acts with that one just because these tenants, tenants have rights, and we understand that, but they wanted to push their rights to the max, if you can catch my drift. So we've been working that deal closely. It's going to be closing next month. But now let's talk about this first-time home buyer. He has not purchased a home yet, and he's going to be buying it on an FHA loan. I'm super proud of this individual, and we've been scoping all throughout the valley, Sublimity, Dallas, Salem, Monmouth, those areas, and we've been awfully close, but the hardest part right now in a market using an FHA loan is the other bids that are coming in on these properties.
Yeah.
Most times they're going to be a conventional loan, which these can be purchased inspection-free. On an FHA loan, you're required to have an inspection. There's also cash buyers we got to be aware of. Sometimes they're just throwing out cash, inspection-free, no appraisal, and with it being tenant-occupied, sometimes landlords, they're taking those offers just because of the risk involved. It's way lower, and it's going to close a heck of a lot easier than it would with a loan process. And so those are the two different scenarios. One, it's just a family personal choice, and the other, he's wanting to live in one side and use it as an investment property to pay half the mortgage and gain his first property. And so on both spectrums, it can definitely be something you can do. So don't think owning a multifamily unit is impossible because it certainly is, and they are out there. We just have to be on top of it in today's market for sure.
Yeah, and the fact that you're able to use a US or a FHA loan for this and put such a small amount down, if you were to go buy another property as an investment property, you can't use an FHA loan because the lending requirements are just so much stricter. You have to put a lot more down, and it's just going to look a lot different. So I think using an FHA loan is a great option.
Can't beat the interest rates out there
right
now.
For a duplex, yes.
No.
All right. We also will mention the single family unit or single family home.
Let's do that after we take a break.
Okay, sounds great.
Let's do that. You can always get in touch with Brian Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a moment or two.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Ryan Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about different options for better homes for you. And we're going to talk about single dwellings this time around.
Yes, the single family home. This is definitely the most common in the Salem area, at least where we're at. Other areas, it's not necessarily the case, but here the single family home is the most common, and you probably already know what that is by the name, but basically it's just a standing alone home, not attached to anything. Usually you have a yard of some sort, and property taxes might be a little bit higher, but it's the most common that we see buyers purchasing.
Yeah. And in today's market, I think I have to do this and share some personal opinion on this.
Okay.
Like Mariah said, it's the most common purchase. Everybody, if you're looking for real estate, for the most part, if you have a family, single family residence, it's for you guys to reside in. And that's what you call your home. You drive to work, you come back, and you're comfortable. You have your home there. And if you're currently renting in an apartment or even another single family residence, which you're just paying your landlord to pay their mortgage, and that's his home, not yours, I strongly recommend that we look into getting you an option to purchase something. And I think that's why we created today's topic. Not everybody's able to buy a duplex. Not everybody's able to buy a residential home. It could be a manufactured home. It could be a bare piece of land. I do think you need to sincerely look at investing into something. And old school investors will call it just buy dirt, you know, buy some dirt. And it's important though. It's because the way this economy is growing, the way things are being handled by higher officials, our rights and freedoms, I think, could go down in some ways. And it's an extra layer of protection. It's a thing of insurance, I would say, for you as an individual to own something. How they do it in the earlier days. Owning property was wealth. Owning property, trading property was something that could always be used as currency. And, you know, if you relate it to that, I don't think owning something could ever hurt you.
It's just another way of saving, isn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, it really is. It's hard to put money aside just to say, I'm going to put money in the bank every month or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're making your payment on the house you own, you're making money on the principal, plus we've been watching property values rise up, and it's compounding probably faster than any other way you could make money, right?
Exactly.
Definitely.
And you're spot on with that. And with all the stimulus to add on, with the feds, there's talk of the rates to be raised, which we might touch on that a little bit later if we do have time. Mm-hmm. I think owning property, I think a single family residence is one of the most safest for you to do, could be wise. And if you haven't yet explored that route or option or thought maybe that's not even possible for yourself, really consider it, okay? It's really important.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so next we have the condo, which there didn't used to be a whole lot of condos in Salem, but we're definitely seeing more and more condos and townhouse communities, which we'll get to townhouses next. But a condo looks like an apartment, kind of. Usually that's the way that they're set up, but it is not. You own the condo and you don't own the common areas. So there's shared common areas, but you do own your own unit.
You know what I love about a condo?
What?
Is the functionality of it, how it's so turnkey,
yes.
How I don't have to maintain the exterior of the building. All I have to do is worry about, hey, what am I going to furnish it with? Maybe I update the interior of the home and I get to live my life. And usually the way condos are placed is it's so conveniently located. You actually get to terminate a lot of expenses you would have if you lived elsewhere. Mm. Gas, food bills.
A lot of times.
A lot of the times, activities you do. Just the conveniences of location, going out to dinner, business, especially if you create business and wealth in those manners. A lot of times those places are performed, you know, in a well dining establishment, a restaurant, a coffee shop, something like that. And so that's only going to create you more wealth in the end, in some cases.
I'm thinking there would be fees, though, wouldn't there, for the maintenance of the building and all the upkeep and everything?
Yes.
What kind of thing can you expect with something like that?
For a condo, you will pay HOA fees, homeowner association fees. It'll differ depending on, you know, where your condo's at and what they have to offer. The cool thing about Salem is we have a very wide variety as far as condos go. You can buy an older, 1970s condos that are really affordable on all sides of town. And we also have some beautiful brand new luxury condos built downtown Salem right across from the Riverfront Park. So there's a lot of diversity there as far as that goes. But for HOA fees, they're going to be a little more than
$200 to $400
like a townhouse. Yeah, I would say about $200 to $400.
Yeah, in our area, they range probably $200 to $400.
Yeah, and I know HOA fees get a really bad rep, but I will say that, I mean, you're not paying for a new roof to go into the house. You're not fixing the siding. So it is nice. You know, there, of course, no one wants to pay the HOA fees, but on the upside, that's money that you'd likely be putting aside anyway for that.
Yeah, it's just put out on a monthly fee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Warren, you want to send us a break?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we got a little more for you and maybe even the tip of the week right after this.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation. What are we going to this time?
This time we'll be talking about the townhouse. So this is similar to a condo, often gets confused, but they do have quite a few differences. Townhouses are usually the way they're set up is they're built like straight up and down. So you'll see a lot of three-story townhouses. Not all of them are. There's, you know, a lot of two-story, but they're usually built up. You're going to have shared walls. So unlike a condo where it's more like, feels like you're in more of like an apartment type situation, when you're inside a townhouse, it definitely feels like a regular residential home because of the way that it's set up. But you're going to have shared walls. If you're on the end, you'll have one shared wall. And if you're anywhere else, you're going to have two shared walls, one on each side. But they're generally going to be set up in a row, like in row houses.
And what I would say the differences are is oftentimes a condo, your HOA fees are going to be a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. And then your townhouse is actually going to hold more square footage.
Yeah.
As if it was like a residential home. You tend to have your own driveway, your own garage, and yeah. You have a small exterior, lawn. A little lawn to sit on, I guess you could say. A condo, you're mainly in a building like an apartment, Mariah mm-hmm. was mentioning. So you just have a little bit more space, I would say, in a townhouse.
When we bought our townhouse a few years back that we just sold not too long ago, the biggest pro to us was the fact that you could get so much more price per square foot. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can get something, you know, a lot nicer with more square footage than you could with a... regular.
Which is pretty big.
Which is a big deal if that's something that's important to you.
Yeah. And then let's say, you know, the townhouse condo living just doesn't interest you. You want your own separate place to stay. Then we're going to go into a manufactured home. Usually you can find those in parks mm-hmm. and you will have a space rent. On average, Salem is going to be probably $600 to $750, you know, on average. That'll be your monthly space rent. Sometimes water, sewer, and garbage is included. Sometimes they're not. Mm-hmm. And lending restrictions are a little bit tighter. You're not going to go to a conventional lender institution. You're going to usually there's two in town that I like to refer out to that'll really only do it because you don't own the ground underneath the home. Mm-hmm. You're paying that space rent. So there's more liability to that. So that's why there's more lending restrictions to these properties. Generally, it's going to be working with people with a little less credit scores, and it obviously they cost less, but your down payment is going to be a little bit more to get into this, and your interest rate on these properties are going to be a little bit higher than they would be on a residential home. But remember, the cost of these are tremendously lower mm-hmm. than a regular sales price of a residential home.
Right. You can definitely get a lot more price per square foot for a manufactured home as well. So that's another.
And there are some really nice manufactured homes. It's not, you know, I grew up in a little manufactured home when I was a kid for a while, and it wasn't much, you know. Mm. But these new manufactured homes, you walk into
they're
them,
nice.
Some are like luxury.
Some are
beautiful.
Really beautiful. Nice. Yeah. We've really sold some gorgeous manufactured homes. Yeah. They have some great touches in some of them.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into the tip of the week, we are running out of time. So we're going to do a rapid fire Q&A. We're going to just quickly answer some common real estate questions right now and chat a little bit about the market and what we're
rapid.
Seeing. Yes. Okay. So do you think 2022 is going to be filled with renters since so many would-be first-time buyers are getting priced out of the market, and will this affect rent prices?
That's a great question. I see it all over the place right now. If you haven't been outside in the real world or just reading about real estate online, all I'm hearing is crash, crash, crash in red letters. Now, what does that mean exactly? I don't believe there's a housing crash to where your prices are going to be devastated. I think what's going to happen is it's going to be an economy crash. Interest rates are going to rise. People are going to be outpriced, and it's going to be a stale market in a sense. There's going to be more homes, less buyers. Remember, buyers control these markets. If buyers aren't purchasing, they have the money. Money is not rotating and flowing this market. And then that's why it's going to be really important. We are going to, I think, turn into a renter's nation. I've heard that often. I'm sure you have. And that's going to probably be throughout 2025. It's not just going to be 2022. I think this is the beginning of that. And so that's why I sincerely urge you guys, if we haven't looked into owning a piece of real estate, dirt, something for you to roll a trailer onto that you own, it's your homestead, and you're not paying rent to some other landlord that he's paying his mortgage to as his ownership, we really need to consider doing so because it's going to come to a point where this is our new normal. These sales prices will become our new normal, and these interest rates are going to become so outmatched to where we just can't afford a mortgage on them. And so that's where we might become more stale. And so that's something to sincerely consider. And that's why all the stimulus money is not free. I was telling Mariah this on the way home, on the way home the other night, is my father said, money doesn't grow on trees, son. And whether that was buying a candy bar or something I just really wanted, if it wasn't something you absolutely needed at that time, maybe it wasn't the most important, because money does not grow on trees. Let's work on stockpiling our cash and investing into something that's yours if you don't already own a piece of property.
That sounds like a smart dad.
It's a very smart dad.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty good.
All right, real estate tip of the week real quick is buy a house. It doesn't have to be your dream home. It doesn't have to be at the top of your budget. Just buy something and make it your own and start building equity. Rent has been and still is rising, and there's no reason you shouldn't be paying rent to yourself instead of a landlord.
Woo, there you have it.
All right, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. And a reminder, the next two weekends, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence will air on Saturday immediately following the Oregon Duck football game. Now you can contact Mariah and Spence at the Buttress Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.